Well, tell us about the touchdown. It's been a while. When's the last time you scored one? And then walk us through that play.
Never scored, actually. You know, I just started playing football in middle school, so never scored in middle school, high school, college, pros, obviously. And never had a pick in general. So, it was a crazy feeling. I mean, I was so excited. I didn't know what to do when I got to the end zone. It was a phenomenal feeling, though. We've been preaching on, I've been trying to get my Ryan Kerrigan on, you know, with all the picks he got. And Rob Jack, so I'm trying to catch up a little bit.
What did you see on the play itself?
The crazy thing is, it kind of all fell into play as far as we've been preaching ever since the Green Bay game as getting 11 hats in the frame in the pitch running to the ball. And we've been doing it throughout practice for the past, 4 weeks. And everybody's just running to the ball. I don't care if it's 60 yards downfield in practice, just run to the ball. And that's what happened. I was in coverage. I had really no work. Reed made a hell of a play on the ball, and I just happened to be there, just running to the ball, chasing it, trying to get some action, and it just fell right into my lap, and I was able to take it to the crib, man. Like I said, it was a great feeling.
You know, Brian, not only were you making the interceptions, you hit the quarterback a bunch. Would you say this was your best career game?
Yeah, it was my best one. It felt like one of my best. Obviously, I didn't get any sacks, but, you know, coach's praise as far as the pressure and just getting there and just being a force out there and just trying to do the best I can. And like I said, some of your best games, sometimes you won't get a sack. But, I mean, it'll just contribute to just continue to putting pressure on the passer and making plays in the backfield and whatever you can to get a W. And I contribute that to a lot of hard work from all of our teammates. And, you know, I'm just proud. I'm very proud of the way we finished the game. We struggled in the second half a little bit defensively with such a phenomenal first half we had. But was able to hang in there and make some big plays down the end.
Hey, Brian, how difficult is that when Cutler goes out to from account to command? Some of you haven't really prepared for
it. Yeah, I mean, as a general fan watching the game, you'd be like, oh, wow, starting quarterback's down. Oh, we got a great shot now getting after it, really blowing the team out. But you don't practice against the guy. We didn't even know who the second quarterback was, you know, going into the game. So when he came in, we didn't really have a great scouting report on him, and we didn't realize how mobile he was. And that's why he was able to make some plays early with his feet, moving around. I thought he did a great job. You know, he did a great job as far as coming and changing the pace of the game and, you know, really making some plays and putting Chicago back in the game. But we hunkered down at the end, a big sack by Barry and Kerrigan, and was able to finish the game.
Brian, your touchdown was the fourth time this season that a defensive player has got into the end zone. Can you just talk about the overall aggressiveness and anticipation of the defense this year and how it's impacted games?
Yeah, we've just been trying to, you know, create turnovers. Hazlitt and the rest of the coaching staff has been preaching that. It's creating turnovers and giving possessions back to our offense. And the fortunate thing about it, with the turnovers we have, we're able to score. And so that just puts points on the board. It's great. We got to keep it up week in and week out. And if we keep doing that, we can build up a game like this and really look forward for the future.
When you see, you know, Robert had a heck of a game, offense was moving the ball. When you see that, does that give you some confidence that the defense is, you know, hey, we can, you know, go out there and hustle, maybe make a mistake or two, and they'll have it back?
Oh, absolutely. This is what I've been waiting for. You know, I missed all last season with our offense clicking on all cylinders and a healthy Robert. And, you know, I was so jealous of those guys last year, the way defense was able to go out there and who cares, make a mistake, just at least you're trying to make, you know, be a playmaker. Well, now it seems like our offense is clicking. Robert is getting his feet back, and he's making plays, and, you know, they're scoring a lot of points. So it really can pay a tribute to us making big plays on the defensive side and really getting after it, getting some great turnovers, and doing a phenomenal job getting off the field.